This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been looking at Philippians 3 in the Bible to discover what it takes to become a good Christian mentor. First and foremost, we need to be born again. Next, we need to recognize God has a plan for our life. Then we need to pursue the fulfilling of this plan or calling, Philippians 3:14. We need to become followers of Jesus Christ. An essential part of this is to live for others. Listen to Philippians 3:18 and 19. As I have often told you before and now say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things. He noticed those outside of the Christian faith and had a deep concern and compassion for them. He couldn't talk about them without tears welling up in his eyes. Have you ever felt deeply enough about someone's eternal destiny that you were brought to tears? Listen to the psalmist who says in Psalm 126, 5 and 6, "Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him." There is a clear connection between tears and fruitfulness. When will we begin noticing those around us who live as enemies of the cross of Christ, whose destiny is destruction and whose mind is on earthly things? People who live only to gratify their human appetites and have no shame in acknowledging that are destined for eternal destruction. When Paul reflected on that, he was brought to tears. Does that ever happen to you? It should.